12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Seems like a dream to me now.
Let's check in with Nick Nurbon from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation in Pure Michigan. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Good morning. Looking forward to the weekend. We're getting close.
I know. And there's just so much going on. I did want to ask you about the hotel tax money that's going to be used to build the city's new soccer stadium. Does that kind of stuff affect tourism at all?
Well, I think the general result is a net boost to tourism. And obviously it increased the cost of a hotel room. In this case, it sounds like for a $150 hotel room, it's going to increase the end cost by about $4.50. So it's not going to be a major shift where it could cause people to decide to not visit Grand Rapids because it was cost prohibited. And I think in the long term, when we have venues like the soccer stadium, like the new amphitheater, which coming down, I've been talking about this amphitheater. I think that's going to be kind of a game changer for downtown. I think we're going to draw people from Chicago saying, look, I can come up to Grand Rapids, this wonderful community for me to spend time in. I can also see a concert, a beautiful new amphitheater, and also the idea of this aquarium. I think these are the types of things that really will be long-term a very big positive for the city.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree 100%. Yeah, I could see tons of people coming from Chicago to Grand Rapids. That would be awesome. So what else do you have on your docket today to discuss?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of things happening for the holidays. I think that Meyer Gardens, I just got a note about how they're going to be doing a new thing this year. They've always had the holiday traditions and things happening there at Meyer Gardens Sculpture Park in Grand Rapids. But this year, Enlighten, which is going to be kind of a new lighting feature, because it's kind of been a tradition now that has started to expand around the state for organizations like, for example, up at Boyne Mountain, they have the Sky Bridge. They light the Sky Bridge during the holidays. And so I think that having this another new attraction for families to go out and enjoy, and, of course, the environment there at Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park is beautiful any time of year. So I think that should be a wonderful attraction.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to taking the grandkids to that. That's for sure. We've got something in Grand Haven called Light Night, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving. That's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I saw that. It's, you know, essentially getting the community together, getting people out to enjoy the festive atmosphere. Let's start celebrating the holidays. I saw that downtown Grand Haven is going to be rolling out the welcome mat the weekend before Thanksgiving. So that's a great time to let's get started and celebrate and get together with our friends and family on the 22nd of November and start celebrating the holidays right now. Let's do it.
Oh, that is before Thanksgiving. You're right. I am so turned around.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is late this year. So,
yeah. You know, you always have to kind of make sure your brain is adjusting that, because I think last year it was like the 24th or something like that. But with leap year, the calendar resets again. So now we're back to the 28th. And also, yeah, looking forward to a wonderful day of Lions football and celebrating with the family on that day, too.
That's a fact. What do you think about the Mackinac Bridge and the credit card fees? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I remember when they first started collecting credit card fees. I worked on Mackinac Island in college, so I spent a lot of time up in the area. Driving across the bridge is something. And I still to this day, before I leave, I'm going to be traveling across the bridge, I get cash. I just make sure I've got a $5 bill. Because I don't want to mess around. I want to be able to get through the gate. And so it's not something I've taken a lot of advantage of, but I think it's good where in those instances where people don't remember to bring cash or they don't have it with them, it's a good convenience. So I don't mind paying an extra 25 cents or whatever. I think it's more like 8 or 12 cents. So I think having a convenience fee to help cover their costs and the time to make that happen, I think is fine. That's my personal opinion.
No, that's good to hear. You have such a positive attitude. I really appreciate that. It's infectious. A lot of people are going to be traveling for the holidays. And, you know, I'm someone, when my kids were little, we would go to rest stops. I was not going to go to a restaurant or a fast food restaurant because then I'd end up spending money on food and all this stuff. We really utilize the rest areas. And I see that they're staying open through winter.
Well, a lot of the rest areas in Michigan have closed during the winter. And personally, I've thought this is a great opportunity. I saw that they're looking to close a few of them for maintenance and safety and those things. But the majority of our rest areas staying open this winter, I think, is a great thing for not just convenience, but also for safety. If you think about sometimes when winter conditions will kind of show up a little unexpectedly, those rest areas are great places to be able to pull off the highway, make sure you're car is comfortable and safe. And then maybe if you want to wait it out for half an hour until the heaviest weather passes, then that's a great idea. So not only just for convenience, but also for safety, I think it's a good thing.
That is. And I know some of the markets in Grand Rapids open tomorrow. Am I correct on that, the downtown market?
Yes, that's right. Yep, the Chris Kendall Market down in Grand Rapids. And there's several around the state that are opening this weekend. And really can't wait for those. That's such a great indicator of the holiday season and a great way to support local artists and other creators.
Yeah, I am ready. Yeah, I can't believe I was off on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is late this year, so there's not a lot of time between Thanksgiving and actual Christmas Eve and Christmas. So there you have it. So much to do, so little time. Nick Nirbon from Pure Michigan, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
And have a wonderful weekend.
I will. We'll talk next week. Thanks so much.